Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, guys? Don't forget to sub to Patreon so that you can see the visuals. Because not only do we have episodes of the podcast, we have exclusive content that nobody else sees on any other apps, behind the scenes, photo shoots, and we're dropping a whole bunch of surprising stuff this year. So if you guys don't want to miss out and you want to be the first to know, go over to our Patreon, www.dumbblondeunrated.com. Love ya. Is this thing on?
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? We got Dimps in the house, baby.
Hey, how's it going?
She's coming to fucking spill some tea today, give some dating advice. I mean, who wouldn't want dating advice from the Dimps, the Dimpsy?
Listen, I thought I was gonna ask you to find me a man. I was like, you create the profile and you swipe right and left for me, okay?
Because I got
about,
you.
I'm about over it, man. I'm about over it.
I got you, baby. Mm-mm-mm. What is going on in your world? There's so much that we could talk about. And so little time.
Do we have the time?
Probably not. I'm here for all of it, baby.
I think, you know, the last time I was hanging out with you on Dumb Blonde, you were talking about pixie dust with the guy I was talking to, right? Mr. Can we just like spill the tea a little bit?
Yeah,
like,
of course we can spill the tea. We're gonna get right into it. I'm excited.
Let's fucking do it. So you were like, pixie dust.
Hold on. Lily's walking down the stairs.
Lily, what's up, babe? Lily. Yeah? What's up, babe? You need go back upstairs.
I restarted this.
Baby, I'm doing okay. I restarted. Okay. Not right now.
I just cut that. Full-time mom duties. No, we're leaving it in.
She wants a clothes $9 for her to build an outfit.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you going to feed the cats when we get home?
Yeah, like what are you doing to pull your own weight around here, you little fucking asshole? $9?
No, so the last time we were on Dumb Blonde, you were like, you seem so happy, the guy you were talking to, pixie dust. And yeah, that is true. That is very true.
When you say pixie dust, we're talking about Cat Daddy, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Good old Cat Daddy.
Good old Todd.
Todd.
Do it one time for us. Do it one time for us.
Todd. God, he could hear me out in the middle of a crowd if like he's not answering me or something.
Oh, for sure.
No, I mean,
he probably fucking has nightmares at night hearing that in his mind.
It's not that bad, is it?
It's a little bit, yeah, nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah, well, but it's Dimps. I think it's from smoking for so long. No. You know, it's nothing new or anything. But, you know, I thought it was going to work out. He was that companion that anything that was happening in my life, I could call and tell him all the good news, the bad news. I could share everything. You know, we were talking for a whole year. But the thing is,
so a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that you guys were talking for a whole year because you actually kind of just played it off like you guys were just friends, which everybody knew that you guys were not just friends.
I mean, it didn't take us a rocket scientist to not like figure that I was sleeping with the guy.
Right. Yeah. For sure. But, you know, the internet likes confirmation because if not, all they do is speculate.
Just speculate. So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of problems in the relationship. And, you know, I asked you, you were like, hey, do you want to bring a Mondom Blonde? And I was like, no, I don't need people to nitpick apart our whole relationship because I don't know how it would be if he was sitting here. I probably would tore his ass a new one.
Honestly. Right. Well, in lieu of the circumstances that have happened. Absolutely. Which yeah. We'll get to that. But you guys were doing great. And what happened?
Well, it was right before your wedding out in Vegas. We rekindled our friendship. There was a time period where we took a break because he wasn't meeting my needs. And it is so exhausting having to explain yourself in a relationship. Hey, this is not working. This is what I need you to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's exhausting.
What needs wasn't he meeting?
Well, physical and sexual.
Yeah.
Like, he just couldn't. Just lay it down, man. Yeah.
Oh, no. On.
And I don't know.
Cat Daddy's got all that dick and doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. And I asked him, I was like, are you intimidated by me or something? And he said, yeah, I actually am. Aww. I was like, I've never had a man just feel so intimidating. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
Lay your ass down. Yeah. I got this. You know what I mean? Take charge.
But every now and then you want to get thrown down on the bed and fuck too.
Yeah. So. I want to like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Slap me around a little bit, you know.
Oh, don't get me started. Now you're speaking my language.
So, yeah. So there was a reason why I was like, you know what? I think we just need to take our separate ways. And we went our separate ways. And then I was talking to an old friend that I knew back when I was like 20. And
Dreadlock boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dreadlock, a motorcycle. And man, that was a fun month.
Yeah. Was it only a month? I thought you guys were together for a little bit longer than that.
No, it was like a month.
Yeah.
It was a fun month, but he's a great guy. He's a sweetheart, but I just feel like we just don't mix. You know what I mean? Oil, like, and
you
water.
Need lots of attention.
Huh?
You need lots of attention.
I don't need, well, yeah. I mean, I like to be text in the morning, you know, maybe a phone call in the afternoon, like, hey, how's your afternoon? And like a good night text. But damn. Don't act like I don't exist all day. Like,
yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Rude.
I'm here. Like, yeah. Like, ask how I'm doing. I like to be known that I'm, like, being thought about. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't, I'm not one to chase after a fucker, that's for sure.
No.
If I'm not getting the attention I want, then psh. So, yeah, Dreadlock Boy, I was like, that was a fun month. What a wild ride. Great dick. You know, that was amazing sex. I will say that.
Nice. Yeah. Dreadlock Boy, if you're out there, you can put it down, baby.
I actually just saw him the other day.
Todd 0, Dreadlock Boy 1. Where'd you see him at?
He came over to the Hooch's house to, like, just say hi to me and everything.
Oh, you guys are going to rekindle that old
Probably not. Probably. Maybe. Mama knows I need to, like, release some tension.
Yeah.
No, but, and then Todd, I reached out to Todd after the CMA fest and all that. And
well, actually, you were going to bring him to something, and I was like, I don't think you should.
Oh, to the Lainey and Hardy show? I texted you.
Yeah.
I was like, do you think I should invite him? I mean, here's the thing. Todd, I took him to a lot of things. And you always play in my mind. You're like, you know, sometimes we need to lift people up, you know, to bring them up.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that case. You know, I felt like I was kind of, he was used to it. Like, oh, Demps has me. Has me. You know what I mean? I'm not a sugar mama.
You felt like he was taking you for granted.
Pretty much. Like, I'm not a fucking sugar mama. Yeah. You know? But yeah, I
so you guys, let's circle back though. So you guys rekindled a little bit right before the vow renewal, mm-hmm. right? And then let's go
but
on that journey.
But then again, we were still in the predicament. Like, he wasn't meeting my physical and mental needs. Like, you know, it was like talking to a fucking wall.
How old is he though?
32.
Yeah, that's not an excuse. 32. I was gonna try to give him a way out. Like, if he was in his 20s, like, oh, but men don't really fucking grow up until they're like. Actually, they don't ever grow up.
No, scientifically proven, 42 is like when they
Jay got it a little bit earlier. Jay wised up probably, I'd have to say, around 36, 37.
Damn, I'm going to be single for a hot ass.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, man. But we had to go through some fucking shit, let me tell you, for him to learn, you know, how to kind of just, he's always been a man and he's always been a stand-up dude, but he just had some weird shit that he would do, you know. And
but fucking, here's the thing, I look back at your relationship and we talked about this numerous times. I can't tell you how many times, you know, we texted, blah, blah, and you giving me advice. I just, it's exhausting.
Yeah, no, it
and
is.
And I don't have fucking time for it. Like, man, I've already raised the kid on my own. Either you got it or you got it, or you don't want to.
You don't want to be somebody's mama.
Yeah, I'm already raising a kid on my own. I don't need another one. So, you know, we've already had issues right before your vow renewal. He showed up at my birthday just for like an hour, kissed me, was all over me, and then he dipped out. So he didn't make me feel special at all on like my fucking birthday. I know it's a birthday, but like,
during your guys' break, your birthday's in August too, so during your guys' break, didn't he go and hook up with some other girl too?
Yeah, and I actually found out after I left Vegas.
Yeah.
But remember, I was sitting in your kitchen, I was like, man, I've had a couple weird weeks crying over Todd, and you were like, over Todd?
Yeah, because I didn't understand. I was like, wait, I thought you guys were just friends, because even to us, you never gave on to the fact that you actually kind of like loved this dude.
Yeah, I think but looking back, and I was, but here's the thing, he did hook up with somebody that I knew and that I thought I trusted, and I thought we were friends and everything. You know, it's been, when was that, August? When was your vow renewal? It's been a few months, right, to settle in on it, think about it. What kind of person does that make me if I'm willing to forgive the girl but fuck the dude?
Right. Yeah.
What person does that make me?
I understand that, but let's marinate on this for a second. So we did the vow renewal. The person who Todd hooked up with was at my vow renewal. And just so everybody knows, I knew nothing about this at all. Like, so the person who was there had never said anything to me, Mimi, anybody that's around us has never said anything. So it was like, we were leaving Utah, right? Or was it after the Jeffree Star stuff? So it was after the Jeffree Star stuff, you hit me and you're like, did so-and-so hook up with Todd? And I was like,
yeah.
She would never do that. Mm-hmm. I was like, no fucking way, you know? And then I called this person and was like, hey, did you do this? And at first, their first initial thought was to lie to me and be like, no, absolutely not, because they knew I was going to get in their ass. And then within 10 to 15 minutes, they came to me and was like, okay, look, this is what happened. And I was like, I just went to fucking bat for you to Dems. I said you would never do that, dude, you know? And like, I fucking lost my shit. I said, you need to fix this right now. Like, I was fucking furious, dude. Even Mimi never gets mad. Mimi was fucking pissed, dude.
I think,
not just because she did that to you, but she did that to our friendship too.
Yeah, but I never saw that shit coming, because you have to understand, in Vegas, we were all buddy-buddy.
Absolutely.
We were laughing. I was buying bottles of champagne because she wanted some comforting. And like, Mama Dimps, come here, girl. Yeah. I got you.
You didn't deserve that.
But
I think that's what the internet needs to know. Like, because you know how you have we always have the haters who are like, oh, she deserved it, or it's not as bad as you think it is. No, Dimps got done really fucking dirty, and I'm here to clear the air on that. Mm-hmm. I had to witness it fucking firsthand, and I felt so fucking bad, dude. Even though I didn't fucking know anything about it, when I found out, I was like, you got to make this right.
Oh, thanks, Ben. But yeah, she tried making it right, calling me, texting me. I didn't mean to be a bitch. I just didn't want to. I had so much going on prior to that shit show.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't even deal with this right now. But I actually just saw her not too long ago, and I looked at her and I was like, honestly, I forgive you. I just don't think I can trust you for a very long time. You know what I mean?
And as you shouldn't, dude. And the same with us. We've said the same thing to her. Like, hey, love you to fucking death, but we got one eye open on you.
Yeah.
You know, I told her, I was like, girl, if you did that to me, I'd beat your ass.
Yeah.
Period.
I think my ass beating days are over. Well, no, I could curb stomp a bitch any day. Okay.
Listen, but let a friend suck my man off and watch what happens without my consent, and fucking watch what happens, and then smile in my face. Like, that shit's the ultimate betrayal. You know, I've had that done to me. So
but how could she look at me? You know what I mean?
I know. And that person is learning very valuable lessons in life, because they've never had real true girlfriends, and I'm not making excuses for that person. What they did was absolutely bullshit. She knows it, but
I think that was something that she really needed to see was hurtful.
I think it's like a life lesson, honestly. Absolutely. And we go through those. I mean, granted, she's young, like you said, and everything. But ish. I absolutely
young-ish. I fucking, young-ish. For some reason, I thought she was fucking around Bug's age. And then when she told me her age the other day, I was like, bitch, I thought you were fucking way younger than that. I was like, there's no excuse for you to be out here in these streets acting like this.
These streets.
Yeah.
No, but back to what I was saying, like, what kind of person does that make me if I'm just like, fuck that guy, block him, but I'm willing to forgive and forget what she did? Does that make me realize that maybe I really wasn't in love with that person? Yeah, it hurt and everything, but was I just trying to, I don't know.
Fill a void.
Yeah, fill a void, you know, because I love the attention and everything. I love you're the idea.
You're a Leo. You love to be loved.
To call somebody and be like, guess what? You know, hear about my day. You know, that is a Leo thing. You know what I mean? Even though I'm an empath and I'm cheering other people's on, but I love talking about what's going on in my day. I think it's just like a Leo thing.
No, can't but Leos are lovers. You guys love to be loved. You love to be the center of attention. You guys just love to be worshipped. And as you should, bitch.
Yeah.
Every woman deserves to be worshipped.
Yeah, but I mean, moving forward, I think that is just like it hurt. I'm not going to lie. I cried my eyes out. I told him how it is. He sent me some cheap ass flowers. I was like, what the fuck are these $50 bullshit?
So for the record, I talked to Todd the other day. He's probably going to be like, what the fuck? Should we call him right now and tell him we're talking about him on the podcast?
You want to call him? You want me to call him?
You can put him on speakerphone.
Hold on, I got to unblock him.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. That's that's exactly what I was going to say. As I talked to him the other day, and he's like, man, Bunny, I really wanted to come and do this with Dimps. It would have been fun. He goes, but I understand, you know, I fucked up. He's like, but man, she'll text me, and then as soon as I can respond, she blocks me.
I don't give a damn what you got to say to me. I said what I needed to say, and then I'm hit that fucking block.
It's like, peekaboo.
They really went for like a whole week there. Like randomly, I'm like, fuck you hurt me, block. And then unblock, like, fuck you, block.
So in his defense, and Todd really doesn't have a defense, but he swore that he did not know what you guys were. He said, one minute you're hot, the next minute you weren't. You know, he's like, it was hot or not. Like, I never knew with her where we stood. He's like, we didn't really have a title. And I'm like, well, that still doesn't excuse you for letting one of her friends suck you off. You know, like, you don't do that, dude.
He was sleeping in my bed with me. I'm like, what the fuck does that? I mean, you're around my kid.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at Dave and Buster's.
Having family time.
Like, what the fuck?
Called Todd. Since he couldn't be here in person, we'll get him on the horn. Move your mic towards your mouth a little bit more too. Yeah, we're gonna get him on the horn, guys.
Hello.
Cat Daddy.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I just need to let you know that I'm on Dumb Blonde and we are talking about you and the situation.
Okay.
But Todd, can you hear me? So I also went to bat for you, though. I told her that you said that you didn't know what you guys were and that it was very confusing because one minute she was hot and the next minute she wasn't. And, like, you didn't really know where you guys stood. And so I'm trying to get you a little bit of a case here.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate that so much.
You were sleeping in my bed playing stepdaddy, playing games at Dave and Buster's with my kid.
Having family time.
So how the fuck were you confused?
I was confused. I was a good stepdad, though, wasn't I?
But you know what? Hold on, Todd. Todd, remember how I said just show up at her house and throw her on the bed and fuck her? She would love that?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dim. Tell him what you told me.
My luck, I would have showed up at her house and she'd have boxed me in the front yard, though.
No, but she said she does want you to do that. She said she would love that.
Yeah, but he doesn't take risk. He's not a risk taker.
Oh, well, you got to turn him into a risk taker. You're not going to find the perfect dude. You have to mold him. What is it?
Okay. Are you going to keep me on block now? You better block me again.
I got to go. I'll call
keep him unblocked. Keep him unblocked.
Oh no, I gotta unblock him. No, but for like a whole week I was just so hurt because I felt like I lost a best friend, honestly.
Yeah.
We had so much fucking fun together. I could be my wild free self and Mimi knows how crazy I get. Yeah. I'm just my carefree. Well, you know, like mm-hmm. you've seen me. I'm a good time.
She's a blast in a glass.
So Todd never got embarrassed with me, like, you know, hey, film me real quick, and me just go twerk in the middle of the dance floor, having fun.
He lets you be you.
He lets me be me. So it felt like I lost a best friend, honestly.
If I can give you any advice, my entire life I searched for chaos and passion, and that all stems from childhood trauma, something that happened to us in our childhood. And when I got with Jay, Jay's a Sagittarius, Todd's a Sagittarius, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jay is not a risk taker. He's very vanilla. He's very calm, very peaceful, very like, lets me be myself, lets me fucking, you know. But when it comes to like that passion and stuff, Jay and I have never had a fucking fiery passion relationship because we haven't been toxic. Toxic relationships are the chaos, the passion, the thrower on the bed, fucker, and fucking not talk for a week and fight and fuck. That's mm-hmm. that's what we search for because something that happened to us in our childhood. And it took me years to fucking be okay with that. I wanted the fight and fuck passion. That's the shit I want. And I'm not saying that you can't have passionate sex in a healthy relationship. Yes, you can. But what you're looking for and what I was used to look for mm-hmm. was that fight and fuck. It was that constant thrill of like, do you, that cat and mouse, that Tom and Jerry.
I think that's why I didn't work with that dreadhead. I was like, ooh, I don't know if you
got to stop looking for that, and you got to figure out why you're looking for that feeling. And if somebody is your best friend, which my husband is my fucking best friend, that is that's way more longevity than a fucking passionate toxic passionate relationship, and way more deep than you could ever imagine, because that friendship grows and you guys learn each other. And I bet you he's willing to fucking, like, the dude doesn't even want you to block him. You know, he's so scared you're gonna fucking block him again.
You told him to write me an email. I was like, let me check my AOL real quick.
No, because he said, I was like, because he said that he's like, if I go to her door, she's gonna box me. And I'm like, well, then find a way to contact her, fucking email her. He's like, I guess I could email her. He's like, at least it's safer. And I'm like,
you got mail.
Yeah, exactly. Moving forward, I think just take into consideration that not every relationship is going to be fight or fuck. You know, you want to, of course, we all want to fuck. We get that.
Slap me around, daddy.
Yeah. You know, like, but it's, you don't want the toxicity part, the fucking not talking every other week, or, you know, breaking up all the time, or not knowing where each other stands. Like, life's too short. Tell that motherfucker how you feel, and fucking, you know, if he does it again, then.
So are you telling me to give him another chance?
I'm saying that, Todd, if you fuck this up, bro, I'm coming for you personally.
Oh,
I've seen you so sad since this happened.
I drank like 2 bottles of champagne on the flight home.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what happened on that flight? I was like, I don't know. Oh. I was just all in my feel. It was like a slap in my face. I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a fucked up time. But I think Todd knows. And I think that the girl who did it knows. And I just feel like, you know, everybody deserves a second chance. If he does it again, there's no more fucking chances. You know, when Jay cheated on me, it took me 2 years to fucking get over it. It was a lot more extensive than what Todd did, but still, it's no excuse, you know?
Maybe another couple months after the holidays. Yeah. Maybe before the
holidays. No, let him do it before the holidays, and he better fucking shower you with gifts. Yeah. I'm talking like, he better fucking put in some overtime on that damn crane that he works on.
Dress up in an elf costume. Come here.
Something. Elf costume with the old banana hammock.
Yeah,
exactly. Ooh, I love an elf in a banana hammock.
But, oh man.
It's a new kink unlocked.
Todd in an elf costume in a banana hammock.
Tell him to text us a picture of his cheeks. We need to see a picture of his ass because I need to see if it's.
Can you text me a picture of your ass?
Because I need to see if it's G-string worthy. Because we can't be hyping this dude up and he's got some watery flapjacks.
No, it's not hair. No, he has a good ass.
Does he have a good ass?
No,
he strikes me as having like a little cute little body on him.
It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he knew how to fucking work it.
Well, you know. That's you guys are gonna figure that out. That I can't help you with, but you guys are gonna figure it out.
It's been a year,
bunny. You guys will figure it out.
I think, you know, maybe this weekend or so. Like, he's got to reach out to me and want to do this.
Well, you got to unblock him first.
Yeah.
Okay. Either that, or you're getting the fucking AOL. Fucking, you've got mail.
So who knows? It might work or it might rekindle. I don't know. I just need some bigger flowers next time.
For sure. At least invest in some fucking stargazer lilies or something, Todd.
Yeah, not those fucking, not the daisies.
How's the, not the fucking pushing up daisies, motherfucker? Are we going to a funeral? Whose funeral are we going to?
But that's what's been going on. And then other than that, my love life, honestly, I have, even at the CMAs, at the parties, I was like, I'm not interested in any of these bitches. Other than Posty. I was on the hunt for Posty. Yeah, I was on the prowl for fucking Posty.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I was just like, I don't even want fucking male attention right now.
Yeah. Sometimes you get to that point where you have to just be in love with yourself.
Yeah.
And it'll come.
And that I think that's just what I'm doing, just hanging out with Lily, just fucking focusing on me and, you know, everything, the radio station I got going on and all that. And everything.
Yeah. So what's going on with Hooch and with the Hooch podcast Country. And all that stuff?
So it's going great. Honestly, it was an amazing opportunity. A year ago, Brad and Edgel, my business partners, reached out to me. They were like, hey, we need a personality and we want you. We think you're amazing. And then about a year, it grew into this. I pretty much share my platform with like artists to give them exposure for their new upcoming songs. It could be artists that are signed or independent. Mm-hmm. So it's just been like a wild ride over there, honestly. Yeah. And I get to meet some cool fuckers.
I'm proud of you. You're doing great.
And you know I don't give a damn.
No, I love it. You're like, besides Mimi, you're like my most requested co-host. Everybody just loves when you come on the podcast. Man,
probably not today. I'm still fucking hungover from the CMAs. If they got an open bar,
I'm still tired from last week. I have no energy. I barely even have any makeup on today because I'm just like hat, sweats, do not care today.
Bunny, here's my new rule. If you have an open bar, I'm not coming. That shit's dangerous as fuck. I'm not fucking coming.
Yeah.
I looked at my other friend. I was like, I just can't. Oh, it was Priscilla. I was like, I just can't fucking do this anymore. If there's an open bar, I'm not fucking going.
I fucking love Priscilla and I love her sister. Her sister helps my stylist, Krista Isabel.
Oh, yeah.
She is so, first of all, she's hot.
Dude, they're all the like, whole block family. How are you so
fucking? How is that whole family blessed with jeans that are just gorgeous?
Have you seen her mom?
Oh, yes, damn. I love her mom. Her mom, every time she sees me, she's like, "Bunny, I love you." And Priscilla's like, "Not my mom being your biggest fan."
Oh, Mama Block, I freaking love that whole family.
No, they're so sweet. Priscilla rolled up to the CMAs in a dump truck.
Yeah, iconic.
Fucking hilarious.
She told me about that. I was like, "Who? How did you find a guy? And where the hell did you get a dump truck? Yeah. They had to put it on a back." A big ass semi and tow it and then dropped it for
that
her.
Is so funny.
Iconic. But yeah, I'm just tired from this past week and everything from CMAs. But I think I'm just going to be focusing on me, dude, until Todd probably gets his shit together. Oh, look, he texted me.
Did he send you the fucking ass picture?
Knowing him, he probably got the same old dick photos in his photo.
He better come with some new ones.
I'm driving and I don't have a pick of my ass. He goes, I mean, I can in about 30 minutes.
Okay, cool. Just send it whenever you can.
Send it.
Be like, Bunny said, make it 15.
Make it 15.
Tell him. Hold on. You got to send us in a voice note. Tell him we need him to walk forward. Okay, it needs to be a video. I'm really pressing it now. If Todd wants to get back in your good graces, he needs to set his camera up somewhere. Walk forward, you know, with his back facing the camera. Turn around. And drop his drawers.
What is this, a fucking guest ad? What is this, a fucking guest ad? Are we auditioning for something?
We need some blackmail material, dude. Yeah.
Real quick, is there any way you can put the phone up and put it on 24K?
And walk forward. Ever so slightly.
And then as you walk forward, just... lean back.
Look over your shoulder at us.
We just want to see if your ass is G-string material.
He's gonna hate us. He's gonna be like, I am getting ripped to shreds today on this fucking podcast. You know what? I feel people's energy though, and I've always gotten a sweet vibe from Todd.
He's a sweetie. Yeah. I think he just wants to be loved too.
He does. He's a Sagittarius. They're big fucking teddy bears.
He just wants to be loved, and you know, he gave me the same story. I was just really drunk. I was by myself, and it was like a violin playing in the fucking
you're like,
background.
Oh, woe is me. So I got to worry about you being alone and drunk now. Yeah. And you're going to get your dick sucked by one of my friends.
So anyway.
Crazy. Well, moving on from Todd while we wait for his fucking
ass pick.
Not
or ass
pick.
Video.
We had people on my Patreon send us their worst date stories. And we're going to kind of dissect them with you.
Okay.
You excited? And then
excited.
From there we'll have you. Yeah, we'll have from there we'll have you give them advice and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back at some of my dates.
Oh, dude. What's your worst date? Yeah, what's your worst date story, Dimps?
Dating my car sales guy.
What?
He was like 50 years old. I told you. Remember when I was getting all those flowers? I actually had a sugar daddy. And bleep his name out. His name's good old Jim.
Jim. Step into a Slim Jim.
Hey, man, I just tried. Like,
why do we have to bleep Jim? That's the most basic name ever.
He would take me on the boat and everything. But, like, man, when he wanted some attention, I would, like...
Honey, did he pay for your car?
He paid for my rent and everything before the whole social media shit started popping off.
Well.
And he just texted me the other day.
Little sugar ain't hurt nobody.
Yeah.
Little sugar spreader.
Fondle the balls real quick. Ah! Close your eyes.
Listen, at least you're getting some for it because there's bitches out here fucking for dinner dates and Uber rides, you know? So.
Who?
A lot of these bitches are. And it's the ones that talk shit about girls who fuck for money are the ones who fucking literally get humped and dumped. Humped and dumped, baby.
I've had that a couple of times.
Not that I'm talking shit about girls who don't get paid, because I love all my girlies, but I am talking shit about the girls who talk shit about us girls who do get paid.
I know, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, good old Jim, I hope you're doing well.
Well, what happened? You said it was a worse date, so what happened?
No, it wasn't worse. It was just, he was just old.
I'm trying to think, do I have any worse date stories? See, I don't. I'm sure you do. But here's the thing. I don't date. Like, the way I am is like, I don't know. I've got this weird thing where if I see a dude that I want, I just say, hey, meet me at a bar. Well, I used to. I say, hey, meet me at a bar. And we would go to a bar, get shit-faced, fuck that night. And then we'd be together for like fucking three to 5 years. So it's like I've never really gone on a date and like had to sit across from somebody and watch them chew. And hey, how you doing? How's your fucking life? What's your favorite color? You know, like I just could never do that, dude. There's no fucking way.
I think I'm with Bunny. That's what I do. Now I'm thinking about it. I don't date either. I'm just like, hey, you want to go?
Let's go have a blast. And if
embarrassing moment you had with a man. Ooh, I have one and I don't do it anymore. That shit scarred me. Butt plugs.
Oh.
Not a good time in a white duvet.
Oh. Do tell.
This shit haunts me till I can't do it. Anyway, there's nothing worse than experimenting and everything. You're comfortable with the guy and you have a nice $500 white duvet and then shit, literally shit.
Wearing the butt plug or were you? Oh no, you had the show. You had a shitty time?
Yeah, and
he
pulled it out. I was like, oh my god, it started smelling.
Oh no, Tips. What did he do?
I've never told that story.
What did he do? Oh, I got a funny story too, but what did he do?
I don't think he I think he noticed because there was like
a stench and aroma of dookie.
And like he just I quickly, like once I saw the sheets and everything, I quickly like folded up the duvet and like sprayed for Febreze.
Oh fuck. Oh my God, that is hilarious. So a butt plug, you know how they're shaped, right?
He pulled it out and it was on the butt plug.
Gotcha. Holy.
It looked like it. Like,
well, I got one that'll make you feel better. It wasn't me personally, and I'm looking for the video.
Oh, that does not make me feel better. It wasn't you personally, but I just told.
Hold on. I've got the video to prove this.
So whose video is this, and how did you?
All right. Well, yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. So I've never told this story anywhere before.
Oh, I feel intrigued.
Well, I had this sugar daddy who we adoringly nicknamed Shitter. And after this situation, so I was there with my girl. We were making so much fucking money. I'm talking like we probably made like 30 grand each that night, whatever. And he was doing lines of cocaine off her ass, off my ass. We were doing a bunch of blow. Of course, this was like fucking 8 years ago, dude. We were fucking just partying it up. Jay was in Nashville. This is when Jay and I first got together. Jay was in Nashville doing something. And I was like telling him what was going on, you know. This dude, we were in a hotel room that had white sheets. He's completely naked and he's just snorting lines on the fucking bed. And then he scoots up. And when he scoots up, he leaves a fucking trail of shit. Just fucking. And we lost it, dude. All there was just shit on the fucking. On the duvet. So here's a video of him doing
a lot. That video from eight years ago?
Yes. We kept saying shit because he was shitting. So he's snorting a line off her ass, right? I cannot believe I'm showing you guys this. He's snorting a line.
Is that your Snapchat?
Snorting a line off her ass, right? There's his butthole. Because there was shit coming off of it. And then hold on. Hold on. There's the sheet that has the shit stain on it.
That's what my duvet looked like.
So I'm so fucked up, and all we kept talking about was shit because he fucking kept leaving shit everywhere. So yeah.
So you told me your shitter story.
Yes.
Your sugar daddy shitter.
Yep.
I told you my first butt plug experience.
There we go, baby. It's a fucking shitty situation all around.
Oh man, dude, that just brought me flashbacks of like my early.
Dude, oh God, I used to fucking party like a rock star. All right, so let's dive into some of these dating stories because.
Top that, bitches!
Oh my. Disclaimer: if you guys ever want to be a part of the podcast when we ask questions, or if you want to read what these people have sent in, you have to subscribe to my Patreon, and all you got to do is just go to. Google Dumb Blonde Podcast Patreon and it'll come up, or go to honeybunnies.com and subscribe to my Patreon. But you guys are missing out because I'm telling you, we get lit over there on Patreon and there's stuff that drops every day. I talk to you guys personally all the time. We have our own chat over there, all that jazz.
Give them a disclaimer of how to spell it so they don't go to the porn site.
Oh yeah, I guess technically there's a porn site that's honeybunnies.com and we don't want you to go to that because we don't, that doesn't help us in any way. So it's honeybunnies spelled like my name. It's honey, H-U-N-N-I-E-S. H-U-N-N-I-E-B-U-N-N-I-E-S.com. All right. God, some of these are fucking long. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Katie said, I met this super hot guy online. We hit it off right away, but I left the first date with a very PG kiss. On the second date, the gloves were off. We both made it clear that we wanted what we wanted during dinner and made our way to his place. It was definitely a bachelor pad with a mattress on the floor. Ew.
Really? Yeah.
You get no pussy if you have a mattress on the floor. Build a put some fucking 2x4s on there.
Put some bricks.
Yeah, do something, but get it off the fucking floor. The sex was amazing, and we both fell asleep after many rounds. I kept waking up to a strange ticking sound. I figured I was just sleeping lightly in this person's home. We woke up like 3 hours later so he could get to work. When I asked him about the ticking, he said, oh, that's just Randy, the rat that lives here. Sometimes he's in my bed.
I know you fucking lying.
What the hell? So I had the best sex of my life in a rat infested bed. Bye. And that right there is why I will not get in your bed or give you pussy if the mattress is on the floor, because that means you're a dirt ball.
I would block
if you're a dude. Yeah. No, that's disgusting.
Baby, you deserve so much more than a mattress on a floor and
Bang me on the bathroom counter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not laying in that. I don't know. I'm just weird. I have to fuck dudes on my time. Because
you have a
time.
Kitchen island.
Yeah. Something. Not the mattress on the floor. Dudes, get your fucking mattresses off the floor.
What is snoring?
Chachi.
Oh.
He's over here snoring. All right. Trinity said, I met a guy off Tinder. We hit it off pretty good. He was a good 9.5. He invited me to the casino for an outing. Oh. I was having a grand time. Okay, Trinity, the way she talks is hilarious. Winning. We had been there for probably 4 hours and I was ready for fun time, evil face. Dude was wanting to make love to those slot machines that night. I was there for another 4 hours and called myself an Uber because I could not get him to cash out. Okay, but that's not it. He FaceTimed me drunk the next night to apologize. He was making faces, acting kind of funny, like he was wanking his wanker. He said, and I quote, this cat is the only thing that loves me. He moved his arm a bit and I got a better view. His cat was licking his balls.
Oh. Oh.
That's the real cat daddy.
Oh my god.
Oh my, that's bestiality.
Yeah.
And that's sick.
That's fucked up.
That dude sounds like he's on drugs. First of all, to be gambling that intensely and to not fucking want to step away from the slot machine. Either one, he's got a really bad gambling habit and you let the trash see itself out. Or two, he's on drugs and just fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no excuse to have a fucking cat licking your balls.
That poor fucking cat.
That's disgusting.
Did he have peanut butter on his balls?
I don't know. Like, or did his balls stink? Like, what was
sour.
And you know that wasn't the first time.
I have so many questions. Did he just let the cat just keep licking his balls, or did he like?
She said she hung up and never talked to him again.
Oh, yeah, block him.
Yeah, block that weird cat fucker.
That's my answer to everything. Block.
Don't be a cat fucker, guys. That's weird.
My answer to everything: block him.
So Demps, here is. Oh my god, this is a long one too. Okay. Bethany said, oh damn, Tinder date. Picked me up and we went to a gorgeous Italian restaurant. He was all over the place, going to the bathroom every 30 minutes. Oh, he's definitely doing blow.
Yeah, he's definitely doing.
It's skiing in the Alps over there. I was bored by the time food came. We ended up at Starbucks and same thing, except bathroom runs were every 10 minutes and he got worse every time. Then I saw it. The little white specks on his nose. Great. He was as high as a kite on my ride home. Called my brother, who was home but drunk, weekend party, so no coming to get me. I finally convinced this guy to drop me off at home. He needed to use the bathroom, of course, so I let him in. He comes out, grabs me, pushes me against the wall, and starts licking my face. I ask him to leave, and as he does, he trips and falls down the steps. Good night, I said, and just shut the door. He asked me out like twice for a year for 4 years after that. Ew, I can't stand dudes that are strung out on fucking drugs. Yeah. I think
it's
gross.
It just like brings back so many fucking memories.
Yeah.
Just toxic as fuck.
Don't be fucking doing drugs and licking my face either. I won't even go around drugs. I have such drug
I just
OCD.
Learned something new. I didn't know. Bunny won't touch money. She won't touch strangers' hands. Mm-hmm. She does elbow.
Dabs, yep.
Like this. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And now I went home and I thought about it. I was like, yeah, fuckers are nasty. I don't fucking blame her.
Yeah, there's dudes getting their balls licked by cats. Like, I don't want to touch. I don't want to fucking. I don't know what you were doing before you fucking tried to shake my hand. Or like, what if he took a shit and wiped his ass and Dookie got under his nails or something? Like, I'm good. I don't want to touch anybody's hands.
Mm-mm-mm.
There's no need for that.
At the party, I was like, hey, this is Bunny. And she was like, hey, nice to meet you. Bunny with the elbow.
I'm like what's up? Buddy, how you doing? All right, Sarah said, I dated this guy and we went out one night to a lake. We were tipsy and decided to do the nasty on the dock. I was riding him and halfway into it, I shit all over him and myself.
Oh, bless it. Did he notice?
I was embarrassed to say the least and freaked out and jumped off the dock to get the shit off of me. Again, it was dark, but there was some light. While I was in the lake, he said, there's a sign here that says do not swim or wade in the lake due to it being contaminated. It had some type of bacteria in it and was being treated. It was a very eventful night and not one I will ever forget. That, first of all, did she already have the runs? Because how do you shit while you're riding? Butthole is so clenched. I could never.
I mean, when you got IBS, I mean, sometimes it just happens. No, it's never happened to me, but yeah. Man, sometimes I gotta like, this ain't gonna happen tonight.
Yeah.
Like, mm-mm.
I mean, yeah. The only thing I could think of is maybe her tummy was already hurting and fucking...
Would you eat for dinner that night?
Yeah. Like, and she just had the runs and maybe just was bearing down too hard and just squirt shit everywhere. He didn't even jump in the water.
There's a lot of shitty situations happening.
Lots of shitty fucking situations, dude. All right, this one's kind of long, but we'll go for it. My senior year of high school, me and this guy were heading to what we called High Bridge. It was a known bridge jumping area into this canal out in the farm town of BFE. We get there and he's trying to get handsy and is literally sawing at my cooch with his hand like it's a piece of lumber he's trying to get through. I hate that. Like, dudes are like, be suave with it, dude. Caress the pussy.
Yeah. You know,
don't grab her by the pussy like Trump.
That makes my...
I know. I still have my shorts on at this point, so I just have denim rubbing against my cooch like a fucking sanding wheel on high speed.
Oh, there's God. A yeast infection ready to happen.
That's literally, or a bladder infection. I tell him to stop because it's honestly just giving me secondhand embarrassment at this point for the poor little guy. He gets butthurt, and I tell him I'm taking him home. I didn't come out here to be sawed in half like I'm in a damn terrorizer movie. I had to stop for gas on the way back into town, and he's still throwing a fit, so he stays in my car. Ew.
Ew.
God.
How tall is this fucker? Because I want to tell you right now that he's probably 5'6".
I had $40 in my sun visor before I went inside. I come out and it's gone. He denies taking it and I'm livid at this point. Like, dude, I just seen it there not 2 minutes ago. I ended up taking this asshole home and never talking to him again. So I basically paid to be partially sawed in half vaginally.
Oh, there is nothing worse than having a guy thinking he's so confident in what he's doing in the moment. Like, yeah, you like that.
Ew.
Yeah, you like that. But I think you have to be confident enough to tell the other person, like, hey, dude, you're doing this fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to put your foot down and tell that baby that he's fucking doing that wrong.
Yeah.
Like, or just like, you know what? This ain't going to work.
So many dudes don't know what they're doing.
Hell
and
no.
They're like, they have the biggest egos. And you're like, what do you have an ego about, buddy? Like, yep. Like, what are you doing?
I think that's just like maturing, you know, knowing your sexuality. Just like, hey.
Well, I think what happens is, and this is where, okay, I love porn. Everybody knows I love porn. But also I feel like porn for dudes paints an unrealistic an unrealistic bar for sexuality. So I feel like these dudes watch porn and they're like, oh, I'm gonna do this to this girl, and not realizing that every girl, it's like you have to cater sexual needs to each girl. You can't just go in doing what you did to fucking Tina with fucking Henrietta. Henrietta over
We're
here.
We're all
you
different,
know?
All right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, right. you got to learn what your partner likes
like
before you start.
Dipping dots, okay? We're fucking all different. Baskin Robbins, baby. Pick one.
Before you just start trying to saw bitches in half, motherfucker. You up for a couple more of these?
Yeah, I would have told him, be like, yeah, buddy, no.
I'd have made him walk.
If I'd have known
that you stole $40 from me, I'd have been like, hey, with that $40, you can get a fucking taxi. Get the fuck out.
Bye.
Yeah. Toodle fucking ooh, dude.
Who the fuck takes $40?
Yeah.
Broke ass.
All right. This one is a little long. So let me see. A couple years ago, I met a dude on Tinder and we went to IHOP for a quick breakfast. Whenever I would try to say something, he would cut me off, talk over me, roll his eyes, correct me, or scoff at me. I would have left. I don't understand why people, if you're dealing with that, why even fucking sit there?
Wait, what did he do?
She said they went to IHOP. She met this dude off Tinder. They went to IHOP and he would cut me off, talk over me, roll his eyes, correct me, and scoff at me.
Oh, Yeah, we wouldn't even made it to IHOP.
No, I mean, or left. I would have left mid-fucking conversation. At one point, we were talking about music, and every time I said I enjoyed an artist, he would do the whole name three songs that aren't mainstream, and if you can't, you're not a fan.
Narcissistic fuck.
Yeah, we know why you're on Tinder now. He complained about the service, the food, the other customers, you name it. When the check came, he refused to tip the waitress and said he didn't have the money for it, then got butthurt when I tipped her because she didn't deserve it. She chose to make $2 an hour instead of getting a real job.
Fucking, I would have fucking punched him in the fucking balls.
After he paid, I thanked him and hightailed it the fuck out of there because holy fucking hell, that was a train wreck. I didn't text him after that, because why would I even want to? Several days later, I got a random text from him explaining he didn't want to talk because I didn't sleep with him after he paid for my pancakes, and that as a bigger girl, I should be lucky someone was even interested in me. Y'all, my pancakes didn't even cost $10 before tax. I didn't even waste the time saying anything back, and I blocked him.
As you should. Small dick.
Oh, tell you right my now. God. Like, what a fucking douchebag.
Small dick. I'm going to just, you know what? I already know it. Small dick.
That makes me so mad for her. As a bigger girl, you should be thankful that somebody's interested in you. Like, bro, you're on fucking Tinder.
Next time, trolling for pussy. Submit their names and photo.
Yeah. And let us all just attack them.
Yeah.
Give us their fucking Facebook link. That's what we want.
Oh, ladies, when you are doing this, please drop. Is there a file drop in that bitch?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Give us a Dropbox link. Yeah. So we can just fucking go and leave a comment like, hey, you're a fucking douchebag. I wouldn't fucking date you if you fucking paid me.
Small fucking dick. Where are you guys seeing? This is probably why I don't date until I meet a guy out on a bar. Like, okay, we're vibing. You know, we're going to have fun. But this is why you won't catch me on fucking Tinder.
Yeah, ever. Well, see, I used to only go on Tinder to get tricks off of it. I made so much money off Tinder because being in Vegas, you would have, so a lot of the working girls, what we'd do is, you know, we would set our location to be on the strip, so we would get all the tourists, you know, and then like if they swiped right on you, they'd be like, oh hey, how are you, and it'd be like, oh hey, cool, and have small talk, and then just be like, so you want to have some fun, and they would always immediately be like, cool, yeah, what's your price, like, and that's what I used Tinder for.
Oh, shit. I thought you were doing a pretty woman thing. I was just watching.
I did it all.
No, it was 2010. I had no idea. Okay, yeah. Bonnie. Okay.
I mean, but this was back in the day, dude. I don't do it now, of course. But back in the day, oh, it was great. I used to just make so much fucking money.
Just on Tinder?
Yeah.
Was Bumble around?
No, this was years ago.
Fuck Bumble. I gotta pay to see who likes me. Fuck that app.
I've never really been on Bumble, but when I have gone on it to like find girls for Jay and I, like if we're like in a city and we would just want to find girls to play with,
yeah.
Fucking it's just weird. I don't understand how it works. It's girl, like
you have to pay $6.99 a week to see who likes you.
That's weird.
A week.
That's weird.
It is weird.
And obviously, like, people are paying it, though.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to fucking advertise it on fucking TikTok. Get ready with me for my Bumble date. I'm like,
yeah. TikTok's turning into a fucking
ad service.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, everything. Vacuum, a Stanley. Hey, I've never tried to sell a fucking Stanley on that bitch.
I've never tried
maybe
to sell
a pair
anything.
Of leggings.
I don't do lives. I don't do fucking any of that shit on TikTok. I literally just post content.
I can't do lives anymore, dude. I used to enjoy lives, get on there, put a mullet on, a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know, have a glass of wine. I call it getting awkward, fuck with some fuckers on there.
Yeah.
But people just ruined it for me, dude.
What happened?
And they're just the fucking assholes, haters and shit. You know, like just.
You really do get attacked so much. And it really hurts my heart for you because, you know, people even come on my page, like when I post stuff with you and it like that's ever going to sway how I feel about somebody. And they're just like, you know, why would you support this? And why would you support that? And it's just like, I love this person.
But supporting what? Yeah. Like that's what I just don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, it's like, I love this person. What am I supposed to do? Be fucking mean to somebody because you don't like them? Like, fuck
dude,
you.
It's one fucking person. Fucking person. I swear that bitch has like fucking screens just in her fucking basement.
I used to get so upset in the beginning when people would talk shit about us and mm-hmm. like, you know, you remember.
Oh,
and now it's like I look at these people and I'm like, what a life.
Yeah.
What a life to wake up and the only source of entertainment you have is to tear people down. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fucking weird. You got to be a weird individual. And they call it, well, they don't like to hide the truth, or they don't like to hear the truth, or they're hiding something. They have something dark in their past that they're hiding. No, motherfucker.
I fucking needed to say. What the fuck do you guys want from me?
They get mad at us because we have shit taken down. And I think it's fucking hilarious. And the reason I'll tell you that I have shit taken down is because, one, you're not going to fucking bully me and talk shit and spread lies. And two, I love when they get upset about it.
Me too.
That is fucking hilarious. Like, it is a highlight of my life when they
fucking
get so
bitch, she got my video taken down.
Corny are you to get your feelings hurt that you got something removed talking shit and spreading lies about me? You know, go fuck yourself. You're not gonna bully me, motherfucker. And I've got the money and the time. My team, and I don't ever do it. My team does it. I never see what you post unless my team fucking sends it to me.
Isn't that wild? I never see it. I don't look at that shit.
Yeah,
anymore.
Ever.
I don't look at it. But I will say there is a big fucking story gonna be coming out soon.
Oh,
and
I can't
cannot
wait.
Fuck 2 years, bunny.
Oh, I can't wait.
Two fucking goddamn years. I had to deal with this. I had to move to where nobody would fucking find me. Mm. Move to move my daughter. This is her second school.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna fucking probably start crying. Damn. No. Hell that I went through. Or
it's not right, dude. And these people
and I'm
hide.
Not the only one. You know, there's other people that go through this shit.
Yeah, no, I do think these people, some of these people are sweet and they actually go to bat for you and they, you know, for you and I, and I love that and I appreciate those people who do that because those are the people who really have taken the time to learn who we are.
Exactly.
But then there's those people that they deserve prison time if they do anything to bring harm to a child's life, anything to bring harm to a mother's life. Like, it's just really bad. Like, it's terrible.
I think the worst is taking a drug test in front of a two random CPS workers who followed me. They're like, I can't believe I'm in your house. I was like, you can't believe you're in my house. Darling, I can't believe you're in my fucking house.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Taking a piss. Can you turn around?
Yeah, like, I can't believe I have to do this when... What do you have to... You don't owe those people anything.
I know, and that's for you, dude. As for fucking you.
Yeah,
But nevertheless, we'll see if it's going to work out with... Good old cat dad. Ooh, where's the ass pic?
Yeah. And we got one more dating story. So
sorry
let's get into that.
We got sidetracked.
No, you're good. Worst party hookup. Had a party at my place when I was 19, 20. I lived in a small 3-bedroom, 1-bath brick ranch that was my grandma's. But I took it over when she was put into rehab center for her Alzheimer's. Anyways, I always had parties and decided to invite this group of people over who really wasn't my crowd and I never really ran with them. They came over and we drank Bacardi 151, which is disgusting, and I got way too drunk fast. Dude, I have a story about Bacardi 151. I felt that I was going to be sick, so I puked in the bathroom and went to lay down in my room while these people were all in my living room. After what seems like an hour, this dude, let's call him Greg, decided to come into my room thinking he was going to get some while I was basically passed out drunk and sick as fuck. He was touching my leg and I was in and out of consciousness and the room was spinning, but I couldn't move or talk because I was just too sick from drinking too much too fast. He tried to make a move and take down my pants, so the only thing I could do was puke all over him and my bed.
Hell yeah.
I mean, this was a lot of puke, like Exorcist style vomit, and it was red from the fruit punch. Honestly, that dude deserved worse, so I feel no shame, and I feel like something was looking out for me that night.
Aww,
that's amazing. He deserved it. That was rapey.
Oh, bless her fucking heart.
Yeah, don't be rapey and you won't get fucking puked on, bro.
Oh my God, I would have fucking trauma, like, you know, if I ever got drunk and thinking a fucking man was going to come into my room having people over.
Bacardi 151 is no joke.
I don't drink room.
I fucking took a couple shots of Bacardi 151 one time, and on the last shot, it didn't even touch my stomach. I heaved and fucking threw up and it came out my nose and out my mouth. Hold on. It was so bad that I got a nosebleed because the alcohol content in it is so strong that my nose just started pouring blood from Bacardi 151 coming out of it.
I get hives.
Oof.
I get high. I was at a water park with my daughter. I got me one of those. I'm one of the tourists walking around at the water park. One of those. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know how, you know me, just like la, la, la. And all of a sudden, my mom's like, what's happening? I'm straight fucking hives.
Oh,
Grandma gave me one of her pills and I went to bed for like 4 hours. Woke up fine.
Listen, grandma's be taking some strong shit.
It was like a bit Benadryl or something. Like a little
Benadryl will fucking knock your ass out, dude.
But yeah,
now, good for her though. I'm glad she fucking didn't have.
He sent a voice memo.
Oh God! All right, we're gonna end this with Todd right here. Todd's voicemail.
I think I'm gonna just be single for a while.
She's like, after hearing
that
these dating.
Actually, funny as fuck. I'm driving right now. The only way I'd be able to get a pic or video of my ass is if I pull over at a gas station and do it in the bathroom and hope nobody walks in while I'm doing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta admit, he is game. At least he's trying. That is sweet. You guys need to just bump uglies tonight. Just tell him, come over and just fuck me. Say, Todd, come over and fuck me tonight.
I got Pretty Woman on VHS. If you're
there you go. There you go. I got Pretty Woman on VHS if you want to come over and tap these skins while we watch it.
I got Mrs. Doubtfire on VHS if you want to come over and watch it.
Don't block him again. You guys figure it out because you've been so sad since that happened. And I just want my friend to be happy. And who cares what anybody else thinks or says? Yeah. It's between you guys, you know?
Between us. And I think, like, if it is going to work out, I think I need to go on the internet and not fuck with the internet because I love fucking with the internet.
Yes, you do fuck with them a lot.
Yeah, like when I, like, you know, my dating life.
Yeah.
I'd be like, it's official and just put that.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? But then again, I don't fucking owe anybody anything.
Yeah, you don't at all. But at the same time, it's like, why not be proud of your relationship?
Yeah,
you
true.
Know, like, I fucking prance
I
me and...
I think I wanted that privacy so bad, you know, because of the shit that I had
happening.
To go through.
You
that
did
was,
have a lot going on.
Yeah, like, that people were...
And you didn't want to ruin his life either.
Exactly. Yeah. And everything. So, I mean, it's slowly, maybe it'll happen and work out.
We'll figure it out. Well, I love you, Dempsey. Thanks for coming on the podcast today.
I love you too, Mama.
I love you so much.
Until next time.
Until next time, babies. And thank you guys for everybody who left their stories on Patreon. We love you
that
guys
was a
so
lot
much.
Of shit.
Oh, there was more. There was so many more. We could sit here for hours and read them if we wanted to.
I thought my butt plug story was worse.
Oh, dude. Not the shitters. Love you guys. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.